Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm disappointed. Not devastated, but I'm pissed that Bryce Huff isn't a Jet. You, Sean Morash, are a psychedelic Giant fan.
Yes.
You're a crazy sports fan. You're sitting there with your Ranger sweater today. You
Correct.
Have had breakdowns and excitements, good and bad, about the New York Giants. On
Correct.
This day, March 11th, 2024, a mere 2,146 days after Dave Gettleman made the decision to draft Saquon Barkley.
Good math.
Saquon Barkley is on the verge of not just leaving the Giants, which I think in its own right sucks,
right.
but signing with a team that you freaking hate. And you know as well as I do, as well as Tiki does, that for the next 2 years, cat be damned, he's going to stick it up your ass. And you know it. And I know it. And every single person listening right now knows that.
Dude.
They know deep down that Saquon Barkley, and you can take all the shots you want, will go to Philadelphia and he will beat you. And they've been beating you forever without Saquon Barkley. So what I'm wondering about is how at 217 on Free Agent Monday mm-hmm. are you so freaking calm to say, well, you know, I crunched the cap numbers, and I hope he goes there, because this... Dude, you're a human. You're a Giant fan.
It doesn't hurt
me. I'm annoyed Bryce Huff's going to the Eagles.
Evan, I would be more annoyed if a pass rusher that we groomed undrafted went. Saquon Barkley, I like as a person.
Just
I like
face
as
it,
a
you're
player.
Done with him. You're done with
I'm
him.
I'm done with him. And I, honestly,
just say it.
I am done with Saquon Barkley, and I think the faster the Giants rid themselves of Saquon Barkley, the faster we could just move on with this new regime. And ultimately, it could be Saquon Barkley, it could be any running back this day and age, 7 years into the league, who gets injured every single year. Ultimately, whether we like him and the good moments have been good or not, it is a mistake to pay them long-term double digits per year, and I want the Eagles to make that mistake. And as far as, oh, but he's going to, you know, stick it up the Giants, you know what? Guess what? Every time we play the Eagles, it's Boston Scott, it's Miles Sanders, it's Kenneth Gainwell. Insert
doesn't
running back
matter,
here.
Doesn't
it
matter
doesn't matter.
Right.
They're going to stick it
yeah,
anyway.
But think how bad it's going to be when it's Saquon.
But why? Why is that going to be bad?
Because it's going. He's better. He's better than
you know
Miles
what?
Sanders.
And there's a good chance.
He's better than DeAndre Swift.
Fine.
He's better than all those guys. And so instead of it being, I mean,
so
I guess
what?
I
now
can't
instead,
say it's even
instead
more
of losing,
out, but still.
Instead of losing 35-17, now we lose 42-17 to the Eagles. The end result is still the same, and there's a higher chance than not. Saquon Barkley's going to miss one of those games versus the Giants because he's hurt every year.
Are you better than Met fans? Because when Met fans had mixed emotions about DeGrom, knowing, hey, this contract may be bad, he's always hurt, similar to some of the things you're saying right now, you know what every Met fan said in unison? Every single one of them.
In unison?
In unison. Okay.
Unison.
In unison, yeah.
Unison.
You know what they all said?
What?
He better not go to the Braves. And
that doesn't matter.
No, it don't. I don't get what your brain is telling you. If he goes to the Texans, fine. It's the Eagles. And you're acting as a diehard fan like, oh, whatever. If he rushes for three touchdowns against us week 7, it doesn't matter. We're going to lose anyway. Not a single Met fan would have thought that about DeGrom going to Atlanta. And guess what? They kick our ass
Dude,
all the time.
I hate to break this to you.
We're lesser than you. Just say it.
No, you're not. Breaking news, and I'm sorry that I'm not a 14-year-old Giant fan. Saquon Barkley ain't to the Giants what Jacob DeGrom was to the Mets.
Okay, but a week
He's
ago,
not.
You wanted the guy back.
I did, based on everything Joe Shane was saying, and also based on the fact that they did not trade him. When they show, or at least entertain trade calls. For all of those reasons, I did want him back.
You thought he was important to what they were trying to build.
Exactly.
Here. And it's become clear that he's not a part of the future plan.
He's not a part of it. And look, we could talk about the cap being fungible and all of that stuff. Ultimately, look at the Jets. They couldn't afford to keep Bryce Huff. At some point, you have to make roster decisions, no matter how much you play with the cap or not. For the Giants to make a double-digit investment per year to Saquon Barkley would be an enormous mistake for where this team is at. And guess what? Well, I think Saquon's magically now not going to miss games by going to the Eagles. His track record tells me he will. And that tells me this is going to be a massive mistake for whoever signs him. And whoever signs him, I would rather that mistake go to a team that I hate.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the first 20 minutes of the show, you heard two different kinds of coping from dumb fans. Mm. You heard me getting emotional about losing Bryce Huff, even if I know business-wise it doesn't make sense. On the other side, you heard the coping rationalization from a Giant fan about why, yeah, I love Saquon. Yeah, a week ago I wanted him back. But now I'll drive him down to Philly.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.